Okay, good morning. Today is Wednesday, August 26, 2015, 10:23 a.m. This is the Government of the District of Columbia, Department of Consumer Regulatory Affairs, Board for the Condemnation of a Sanitary Buildings meeting. Present, we have three board members. Which gives us authority to conduct this meeting. For the record, we're going to introduce our names and agency we represent. Gil Davidson, DCRA.
Amar Singh, DGS.
Sybil Hammond, DPW.
Okay, we have other representatives from DCRA present. Do you want to introduce your name?
Charles Taylor, Inspector.
Siobhan Turner, DCRA.
Keanu Royster, DCRA.
All right, thank you. Okay, the property address where the I'm going blind.
Case number.
Lord have mercy. Okay. The first case number up is case number 10-040. Property address is 1232 through 1236 New Jersey Avenue Northwest. On the record is the Third Street Church of God. Last BCIB board action, the board voted to place a certificate of condemnation on the property 6/10/2015. Certificate has been issued on 8/20/2015 to be placed on the property. We have a gentleman that's sitting in front of this board. You want to announce your name for the record, sir?
Theodore Daniels.
Your relationship to the property?
Director of church operations.
You swear to tell the truth to the best of your abilities?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Property was inspected on August 18, 2015. Inspector Taylor, what are your findings, sir?
Okay. Inspector reveals that the property is not abated.
Okay. So it's in a present condition?
Yes.
Okay, sir. I know you've been coming to the board for the last couple of months. You prepared to give us an update?
Yes.
Give us some good news.
Right. So the good news is, well, first of all, we apologize for missing that hearing because the address that the letter went to is 1246 New Jersey Avenue, our previous address, and we've been having difficulty with everybody sending mail to us and being returned. And I talked to Ms. Turner, and she received the letter back, so I gave her the new address so we get the information for today's hearing.
Okay.
So we had to contact vendors and everybody, and plus they changed mail carriers, and it was a big mess. But
okay.
We did follow through as I said we were doing at the last meeting per instructions.
Mm-hmm.
We went forward and got the permit for the demolition.
Can I see it? Can we see it? And this is for the entire building, or just
all three buildings?
All three buildings. Okay.
All three buildings. And we were going through the process with going through DCRA and the structure review unit wanted us to get the notification from the opponent 1238, and we had to do that. And it took some time.
Okay. So those are approved drawings?
Yeah, they all stamped.
Okay. So you have all your approved drawings?
All approved drawings.
Okay.
And the second step was to start seeking contractors for the demolition, and
okay.
That's been a little difficult. But we did get a bid yesterday from Penn. Those guys very busy. Penn Contracting Group.
Okay.
For the demolition, and they have this is as of 24th, and we're waiting on the bids to get see what the cost is going to be.
Okay.
But, they're quoting a price of $69,000, $23,000 per building to handle the demolition.
What's your overall plan with these three buildings?
Overall plan is to tear off the back as approved by the Office of Historic Preservation, close them in
mm-hmm.
on the backside, and put temporary roofs on them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also going to try to seek funding to try to use those buildings for ministry purposes.
Okay.
That's what we want to do.
Okay.
Right.
So it is your anticipation that you should have contractors work within the next 60 days?
Well, we definitely have a situation to make a decision on our bids in the next 60 days. Now, we do have to raise the money. We do have to raise the money. Say for $69,000, we got to raise this money because we still haven't been able to close out the construction project, new building we built,
mm-hmm.
because the contractor has been dragging along.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't been able to determine the final cost of that building. So once we do that, we'll be able to move these buildings.
So have you not established your funding source to actually do the entire project overall?
No, we have not, because as I said before, because we don't know how much money we need, we have to spend to close out this new building. But we go as we did with the building that we just built. We probably have a fundraising activity at the church
mm-hmm.
to generate the funds to address this issue.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, just appreciate you getting your drawings and stuff like that, you know. I would just say just continue to, you know, keep the property, you know, free of debris and, you know.
That's what we did. We cleaned the back of it off. You probably saw that the back is clean. We cleaned all that off. And somebody asked us about those bricks in the back last Sunday, so we're going to, you know, sell those and give them to someone. Yeah. But we'll keep it clean. But we're going to move it forward, you know, as fast as we can.
Okay, yes, we'd like to see something, you know, happen. I mean, the order condemnation will remain on the property, you know, until, you know, everything goes through and the property becomes sanitary.
Right, okay.
And in the event the district government has to step in and do something, it gives us the authority to recuperate our funds for it. Mm-hmm. All right. I make a motion that we extend the case for 60 days.
Second.
Okay, so probably move the second that the case be extended for 60 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being none. Motion carrying. All right, we're back on the record. Next case number up is case number 12-081. Property address is 5716 Blaine Street, Northeast. Owner of record is Helpful Investments, LLC. Last BCIB board action, initial inspection has been performed on A-17. Is it well abated? We have two gentlemen sitting in front of this board. If you both want to announce your name for the record and your relationship to the property.
Marcus Thomas, managing member of Helpful Investing LLC.
Okay.
Michael Steven, marketing genius.
Marketing genius. Wow. Both of you gentlemen swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Inspector Taylor, the inspection on 817, what's your findings?
817, inspection revealed that all citations have been abated.
All right. This was the one that we've talked about before, right? Okay. You have the information here? Okay. This is your notice of cancellation.
Awesome.
I know that's what you guys needed.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's what I went on already I know it was tough, but, you know, it's almost impossible for us to do this outside of the board. So I know that you guys wanted to get this done today. So
is there a stamp that comes with this?
No, we don't have a seal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we have there. That's what we submit, you know, for the record. If there's any questions, see Miss Ada Cruz when you walk out, get my card.
Okay.
Banker, anybody, my cell number's on there. And banker, anybody need to call me, but we've never had any problems with that before.
Okay. Yes, sir.
The house looks beautiful from what I've seen from the photos, things of that nature. You know how it got to be on the board from just being neglected in the years, you know, for years. So we were glad to learn that that you all brought it into compliance. The gentleman that you came now was nothing less than professional when I had a long conversation with him. Uh-huh. He started pressing me out close to the end. But I understand how it is when you're trying to do a settlement and all that. You don't want any hang-ups or nothing like that. So, any comments?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, thank you all for bringing the property back to compliance.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That was easy.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Let me go back on the record. Hold on one second, sir. We got to go back on the record for case number 12-081, 5716 Blaine Street, Northeast. I'd like to make a motion that this case be closed. I do it again.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that the case be closed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Motion carried. Yeah. Okay, we're back on the record. Next case number is 12-019. Property address is 14 Florida Avenue, Northeast. Owner of record is Audrey's Spicer, trustee. Last BCIB board record, action, no records for the last BCIB hearing on 6/13/2012. This property was inspected on August 11, 2015. This board has a gentleman sitting in front of us. If you want to introduce your name for the record and your relationship to the property.
Yeah, my name is Ty Harris. I'm the property manager. I'm with the company Rent Smart.
Rent Smart. You swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
Yes.
All right, thank you, sir. Inspector Taylor, on 8/11/2015, what were your findings?
Okay, on 8/11/2015,
the
inspection reveals that there is no cause to this property.
Okay, there's no cause to the property.
I'm sorry, one more time?
No cause.
The inspector reveals that there's no cause to this property. you want to share some previous history on this property, because I have no record of how it got to the board, which gives me the idea that at some point, probably back in 2012, it was probably in disarray or some type of condition.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, and I need to apologize because I was confused by the letter that I received, so I too am a little.
Well, what happens is there are properties that have been placed on the board of condemnation, and at some point, probably in 2012, it was accepted, which means back then the property was in horrible condition. Mm-hmm. Some of these cases have not been closed out.
Okay.
So we're reaching back to these cases to find out if they have been corrected,
sure.
Have the properties have been brought back into compliance,
sure.
You know, the sanitary, and if they are, then we officially close them out in our records.
Sure.
Sometimes it changed hands, ownerships, and we don't know. Mm-hmm. So we just have to go with the most recent owner that's on record.
Sure, understood.
So that's why you received that letter, because this agency had no idea. Officially now, it'd be closed in our documents, so yeah. You won't receive any more information from us.
Okay.
Is the property occupied at this point?
It is. The history of the property is exactly as you explained it. It was in disarray. There was a death in the family, so it took us a while to arrange for certificates and then title and then reconstruction, development. So the property is back in compliance. I personally filed for a BBL for the property. The property has been inspected by DCRA, and it is tenant occupied.
Okay, great. I'd like to entertain a motion this case be closed.
Second.
So we probably move a second that this case be closed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. None opposed. Motion carried. Sir, thank you for your service at District of Columbia.
Thank you.
I'm out. All right, we're back on the record. Next case number is 11-036. Property address is 331 56th Street Northeast. Owner of record is Paul James. That's BCIB board action. Board voted to have the property raised on 7/22/2015. Property was inspected on August 20th, 2015. Inspector Taylor, what were your findings?
Okay, on August 20th, 2015, inspection
of
this property is not abated.
Okay. Now, we normally have a representative from enforcement and vacant buildings present, but Mr. Spriggs is not present today, so I have to table this until the next BCIB meeting to get.
I have a question, because the owner of this property called. Mm-hmm. They wanted to prevent this from being raised, and they were supposed to have came in today. I said, well, you need to come in front of the board and just explain to them what are your plans, what are you planning on doing to the property. They wanted to prevent it from being raised. They wanted to fix it up. I'm thinking,
okay, well,
they should have come here.
Yeah, exactly. Right. that's good news, but unfortunately, they didn't show. So, put those notes that they contacted you to come to the meeting, but they did not show. You can put that on the next, so we have some form of update. But I make a motion that we extend this case for 30 days.
Second.
Been probably moving second that the case be extended for 30 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Motion carried. Next case up is case number 15-008. Property address is 1603 Isherwood Place, Northeast. Unit number 1, unit number 2, unit number 3, and unit number 4. Well, you know what? These are four separate owners, but let me retract. We're going to start out with unit number 1. Owner of record is Christoffi.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Christoffi.
Okay, it's deceased. Okay, last BCIB board action. We accepted the case on 7/8/2015. This was the property that suffered the fire that affected four units. Have you had any contact with any other owners? Okay.
Their property, they go to settlement on Friday. The new owner of the property is going to be settlement.
And this is just one unit?
It's actually for the two separate owners. They gave me their information. I have not received the settlement papers from.
So they. So they made
But all four of them is going to, well, except for the deceased. They're going to settlement on Friday.
So it's going to be 3 out of 4 for settlement? Okay.
Well, it's going to be 4, all 4 of them. When I spoke to Laura Choi, she stated that they get in with, I guess, his attorney, Christopher Scott.
Okay.
They get in with the attorney to, you know, find out the settlement papers for all 4 property. The owner has, you know, bought the whole building. He's planning on knocking the building down and just refurbishing. So I guess now we need to start sending information to the new owner.
Okay. Charles, is it still sectioned off like that, like blocked off?
Yes, sir. Everything is in the same condition.
Doesn't look like anything has deteriorated anymore. No bulging out of the walls, nothing falling out.
No, nothing.
Okay. I make a motion that we extend the case for 90 days.
Second.
Okay. The probably move and second that the case be extended for 90 days. But Ms. Turner, follow that process through so that they can get you the necessary documents and keep us up to date. And I would also request that you have the new owner come to the next board meeting to give us an update. Okay. Probably move a second. This case be extended for 90 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Motion carried. All right, we're back on the record. Next case is case number 12-020. Property address is 26 Florida Avenue Northeast. Owner of record is SG Properties Inc. We're on page 2. Last BCAB board action. We have no record of this action. This property was inspected on 8/10/2015. Inspector Taylor, what were your findings?
On 8/10/2015, this property is reason for cause. Front exterior wall has missing parts and holes. Front masonry step has missing parts. Over to element in the rear.
Okay, has been performed. Alright. Okay, have we issued a notice of violation?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Turner, we need to put that in the record.
When did you issue that?
Okay, so, all right, we need to issue a notice of violation so that I can, that can be updated in the record. Ms. Turner, any contact from anybody or?
They sent out the letter. I don't have the contact number actually on file, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know what? A notice of show cause was sent out March 26, 2013.
They're signing for the letters. It's just that I don't know their contact.
All right, let's look at the photos to see what's going on here. So the property appears to be sealed, just some property maintenance issues here. The arch there, over there, yep, there's some work right there in the front. And you've had no contact at all, correct? I'm a little concerned about that front there, that something may happen over the window, over the arch window. Those boards are deteriorating. Replaced. I make a motion that we order condemnation be placed on the property.
Second it.
So the property move second that order condemnation be placed on the property. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Motion carried. Yeah, send out the order condemnation and maybe we get some type of response from then. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're back on the record. Case number 15-009-1603, Isherwood Place Northeast, Unit Number 2. Owner of record is MINHLE. Board accepted the case 7/8/2015. It has been brought to the board's attention that settlement offers are being drafted as we speak, and these properties will soon be purchased by a developer who we requested to come to the board. I make a motion that we extend this case for 90 days.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that the case be extended for 90 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
None opposed. Motion carried. Next case is case number 15-010. Property address is 1603 Issuer Place Northeast, Unit Number 3. On the record is Bridget E. Merrick. Same scenario as last. It's been brought to this board's attention that there is a settlement on this property. It's a new owner in the process of purchasing this property and is going to redevelop it. I make a motion to extend the case for 90 days.
Second.
If you're properly moved and seconded, the case be extended for 90 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All in favor, none opposed. Motion carried. Next case is case number 15-011. Property address is 1603 Issuer Place Northeast, Unit Number 4. Owner of record is Laura M. Choi. Same situation here. There's a settlement offer on the table for a new developer to come in and to redevelop this property, which we are going to reach out to that developer to have him come to the next board meeting to give us an update. I make a motion that we extend his case for 90 days.
Aye. No, second.
Okay, so we're probably moving second that the case be extended for 90 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Motion carried. Thank you.
I had a hell of a morning.
Okay. We're back on the record case number 11-036. Property address is 331 56th Street Northeast. On the record is Paul James. Last BCRB board action. The board had tabled this case for 30 days, granted a 30-day extension. We now have a young lady that's sitting in front of this board. If you want to introduce your name for the record.
My name is Allie Pankey.
Your relationship to the property?
I have it under contract.
Okay, so you're under contract.
To purchase.
Okay. All right. So what would you like to present to this board? As you may have been aware, back on 7/22/2015, the board ordered to raise this property. So what would you like to bring to the board at this point?
I have it to have under contract. I actually just noticed that there's a typo, but I have a handful. I have another contract that we had it with the person on the tax records is been deceased.
You have any more photos?
I have a handful of photos of the property myself. Yes, that is it. The individual on the tax records is deceased. So I have I had a contract with his wife and his daughter, Crystal Robertson. Then that was the initial contract. It then came to our attention that we had to go under contract with just the mother, so that's the contract that you're holding. Currently, the current status is there's been title issues. It turns out at one point it went into foreclosure, and the company that it went into foreclosure with went bankrupt. So we are currently working through the title issues, but we would like to redevelop this property once we have a clear title and we can close.
Now redevelop it as in a new structure, a new building, new everything?
Yeah, well, it just completely depends on if there's anything salvageable with the structure, we will salvage it. It will be salvaged. If not, then we will redevelop it. We might, it completely depends. But yes, the idea is to redevelop it into a nice home.
Well, you know, and that's fine, thank you. This case goes back to 2011, and obviously for this board to have made a recommendation to have it raised is usually a clear indication that it's been neglected for some time.
It has been.
And it is posing some form of threat to the community. To have a contract is fine, but there's no, you know, immediate action as to when this building is either going to be torn down or to come into compliance. All I can tell you at this point is just keep in contact with Ms. Turner. And I will relate this information to our enforcement division. Mm-hmm. I can't guarantee you that they're not going to tear it down. Because when is that settlement going through? That's just a contract, so
yeah,
we don't
the
know.
The contract, well, ideally the settlement was going to be 30 days from the contract.
No date mentioned here. We already extended by 30 days.
We've already extended it by 30
days. Because there's no date when they will go for the settlement.
Right. Yeah. So there's no date on here. So we really don't know.
When you plan to go for settlement?
We plan on going into settlement as soon as the title
work is
clear.
Can you do it in 30 days?
We would love to, but we're currently working through the title work. Because initially there was like a small lien on the title, there were some taxes, and we had to go back a little bit more. And we had to take the contract, the initial contract that we had, then had to go to this, to just the mother, not the mother and the daughter. Right now what we're working through is, as I said before, this property at one point had been looking to go into foreclosure, and the company that was the company that was taking it to go into foreclosure went bankrupt. So as far as like I don't really know exactly what the next steps are, but our title attorney is working on it.
Yeah, because it's currently $17,000. Taxes. I mean, I think it's great that you have an interest in wanting to purchase this property. Our concern is it's far beyond rendering sanitary at this point. What we are concerned about, you know, the surroundings, you know, the neighborhood, the adjoining properties, you know, just the neighborhood in general. So I can't promise you that this property will not be razed. I will have a conversation with our enforcement division and see if we've already had a contract to move forward. What's the worst case scenario? Whatever the price is, the cost that it costs to raise have to be reimbursed back to the District of Columbia. That's the worst case scenario. Because right now you're not the owner of this property and we don't know when that's going to go through.
Okay.
You know, that's all we can do at this point from the board perspective. Now, if something changes in the next week or so, you know, you can reach out to Ms. Turner and let us know. Because generally what we do is when we send a property out to get raised, mm-hmm. we have to get three bids. So I have to check the status of that to see where we are. So make a note for me that we check Spriggs to see the status, you know, of that. If it is something that is not ready to go, you know, then that works in your favor. But if it's pretty much ready to go, then the government will probably pretty much move forward. Because we don't have a clear, definite date as to when you're going to take possession of this property. And then, has anyone had a structural engineer look at this property?
We have not had a structural engineer come out yet.
And no plans for a new house now? No drawings have been drafted or anything like that?
We're still working through the title issues.
Yeah, and that could be something that, you know, I hope it works out fast, you know, for you.
So, may I ask you this?
Of course.
If the District of Columbia raises this building, mm-hmm. what's going to be left there?
Just a lot.
Just a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We raised the building and we grade the lot out. Just pretty much level it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that wouldn't be terrible.
No. I mean, it's just a cost that you would incur from the district as opposed to doing it yourself. Or whoever purchases the property.
Because
there'd be another special assessment put on the property.
Got it. So we would have to pay for the cost of the district to raise it?
Whoever buys it, yes. In this case, if it's you, yes. You'll see a special assessment assessed to the lien. A lien will be placed on the property for an assessment. So whatever the cost is, it'll be added on there. So at some point, the district government will say, hey, you owe us this money.
I will put some pressure on my title attorney to hurry up and get this title work clear.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can, we will make sure we come back with you.
Thank you.
Come back to you with a date.
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario. I mean, obviously, when something's outsourced, it's cheaper for an owner to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the district government, our prices are...
I know.
Our contract prices are competitive. I mean, they're fair, but obviously, you know, the administrative costs that come along with that. But I think that, you know, our contractors are very, very competitive. That's why we get three bids.
All right.
So what we did is, I'm glad that you did eventually come in so that we can talk to you about it. So you pretty much know, you know, the board's position. The board's.
I'm glad you guys were still meeting. I had a hell of a morning.
Yeah. I would ask Ms. Turner. Ms. Turner, do you have a contact information?
No.
Cell number? You gave her a call, yeah.
I gave her my call.
Yeah, but if you can get her cell number as well. So I'm still going to proceed with the, just to bring this back up to the board at 30 days.
Yeah, 30-day extension.
Right, 30-day extension, okay. So that still carries. Oh, that motion still carries.
All right, so I'll...
All right, we're back on the record. Next case is 13-110. The property address is 2241 Douglas Street, Northeast. And the owner of record is...
Catherine Johnson.
Spell your name, your first name for me.
C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
And you said Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, both of you ladies swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You did receive a letter from Mrs. Stark requesting you to come here today?
No.
Oh, you did?
No.
Okay.
I called him to see why I hadn't received one. And he told me that...
Okay. Well, since you're so anxious, give us an update.
Yeah, because I ain't trying to get you all to condemn my house or nothing.
Give us some good news. We got any old photos on it or something?
Yeah, I got some good news finally.
Yeah, give us some good news.
I'm finally under contract by these people here. And he's...
I'm sorry, when was the last time you was at the meeting? I remember you. Was it at the June?
Yeah.
June.
Yeah.
So you got your funding source, correct?
Yes.
And you got, so this is an actual contract?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, this was the roof issue with the trusses, and then you had somebody come in and they said that they wouldn't put shingles on it, then they thought that it was some structural damage up top, things on it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I remember. Okay. So when do they plan on starting?
He already ordered the truss. I guess did you call it the truss?
Yeah, the truss. Oh, so they are going to put a whole new roof on there.
Yeah,
truss.
A whole new roof. Okay. He already pulled contract, and
the permit.
I thought I had a copy with me, but I don't. So we just waiting for that to come in.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good news.
Yes.
He's relieved.
That's good news.
Blue shirt is relieved. You
know, yeah.
We are too. Yeah. But when we say hallelujah.
Yeah, well, you know, because it gives us an opportunity to see that there's some progress, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. But more importantly, you know, fixing this preserves the interior of your property.
Yeah.
You know, this is your investment, so... You know. Okay, so it is anticipated that now they just doing the roof. Are they doing gutters or downspouts?
It's all in.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That is good. You mind if we make a copy of this?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So I'll give you a copy of that. All right. And another good thing too is the weather's still great outside, so he can get it done while it's warm. All right, so what I'm going to do is, and first of all, look, that's why you're so anxious to call. I'm going to call him. I got that money.
I want to send out a letter. I mean, you got to get the letter in the mail, but I guess they just dropped my name off or something. I don't know.
All right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a, because I know I'm going to give you a little time to get in there. They can do what they need to do. So I'm going to make a motion to extend this case for 60 days.
Yeah.
So property moving second, the case be extended for 60 days. So all the favors say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed, motion carried. Let me make my notes. Now, what I'm going to ask of you, just like how you gracefully let us know, once it's done, let us know so that we can send our inspector back out to your property. And once it's 100%, and then we can inspect it. And then what we do is we'll put it back on the agenda. And if that is the only major issue that you had, then we will proceed to have your case closed once that's done.
Okay.
So as soon as Mr. Taylor comes back with your paperwork, we
here's
give that back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Turner, have your cell number? Everybody come through here. I'm gonna make sure Ms. Turner has their cell number as well.
Yes, thank you, Ms.
Because when we reach out to you all, we need to be able to call you all too.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have any questions for the board?
Just what's your name?
Gilbert Davidson.
Okay.
Yeah, but you've been here before.
Yes, yeah, I've never been here tonight.
Oh, you've never, okay.
David's.
Okay, so we're